We have Chris DiStefano from Guy Code, Girl Code, and a bunch of other stuff. Very funny dude. A dude that I actually was able to kind of reach out and help him when he was going through a breakup.
You know, though, in a weird way. It's about testing, and it's just finding buttons. It has nothing to do with whether you can fix the lights or not. I don't fix shit.
Yeah.
I don't fix a fucking thing.
What if you had hired someone?
That's what I'm saying. Like, well, that was always my point. It's like, well, my argument to her, I'd be like, well, I understand, but, you know, we have, like, some money now. We can hire someone,
right.
and do it that way.
Yeah. Right.
But it wasn't about that. And I felt like what I had to really just understand eventually through the breakup, which is why I think is 90% of the reason why I was able to come out of the darkness, if you will, is because I understood that it was never going to be me. And that's what Dante was saying from the beginning. It was never going to be me. So the excuse of
this goes to a basic rule, which is never let a woman define you.
Right.
She should not define you. The reason why she fell in love with you in the first place was because you were defined. Your direction was you were forward moving. Mm-hmm. You were creative. You were doing, you're following your dream and doing what you were doing. And that's what she found attractive.
How long was the relationship? How long were you guys together? And when did it start?
Okay, we were together about a year and a half.
This is crazy. There was a period of time where she was like, you know, I just want out of this. And then I met up with you and I said, you need to move out. Right away.
Right.
If she asks you to move, because here's.
If the quote, correct me if I'm wrong, the quote was, I'm so sick of seeing your face, something like that.
Yeah,
get the fuck out of here.
Just get out. You know, get out. You're not a man. You can't fix anything.
Yeah,
you don't,
it wasn't,
you
hey,
don't
this isn't
have
working.
Sex with
it's
me
fuck
enough.
You.
No, it was just, it was all just get out,
which
leave. And then I did
out,
leave.
What I want you to point, I want to point out is, I mean, it's one thing if a chick falls out of love with you and she goes, listen, this is really not working, but to degrade you in the process. But there's a reason for that, and this is what we were talking about, why a woman has to degrade your image before she leaves. Because, number one, Beige Phillip rules, these rules stand the test of time. A woman finds you attractive when other women find you attractive. So there was questionable whether you were of your fidelity. That was in question with
her. Yes.
Also, a woman finds a man. She only dates a guy who she thinks is better than her.
Right.
The other thing is when a woman cheats on a man goes, that's stinking ass bitch. When a man cheats on a woman, she goes, that's stinking ass bitch. But in her mind, she goes, why wasn't I woman enough to keep him?
Right.
Right. Now, when you have a younger girl, she doesn't take responsibility for anything. So that's a little bit difficult, too, because she thinks that nothing is her fault anyway. Right. But you still, when you sleep with somebody else or that infidelity is in question, she cannot leave until she degrades your self-image.
Right.
So, and that's what she started doing. She started berating you. And then when she said move out, you spoke to me and you moved out. The day that she came back, she was like, what the fuck did you move out for? You didn't even talk to me. You wouldn't have me. Right. But you gave her what she asked for.
Yes. I'll come back. But now I've just let her go with no intention of coming back. Just let her go to go. Well,
but here's the thing. Yeah. This is Beige Phillip rule again. You never take a stand as a tactic.
As a technique, yeah.
You have to be, because if she walks and she keeps walking, you have to be okay with that.
Yeah.
You don't want to do it as a technique, and then she goes, okay, I'm leaving, and you go, wait, I didn't mean it. Because then what you've done is you've compromised your manhood and you've compromised your integrity.
Being willing to take the L.
Right.
That's what it is.
But the reasoning behind it is that you've compromised your integrity. You have to, I tweeted this out the other day with something I was thinking about the other day. Protect your manhood. Be who you say you are. Mm-hmm. If you're going to be a man and you have to have that respect for you, then nobody should respect. Your mama shouldn't be able to disrespect you. It'd be tough. The same thing happens with women. Women are pushing you, and you got to be willing to pull the ripcord and say, look, bitch, if that's not what you like, then leave.
Right.
You can leave.
Right.
You can go.
Yeah.
Now, in fact, I go further. I go, how about you pack your shit? I don't even go, you can leave. I don't give you the option. I go, say that again. You get pack. Next time you say that, pack your shit and leave. I want you out of here. Why you have to go there? Like, I love you. And bitch, if you love me, then love me.
No, see, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, like, I never have I don't know that I have that in me. I don't know that I could do that. Maybe while I'm going to be single for a little while, maybe I'll develop that just from frustration.
It's practice.
Maybe it's practice. Yeah.
But here's why. This is how you learn to do it. Because you have to learn to read the inference of it.
Right.
You need to understand that this woman is giving you shit to test you to see if you're man enough, if you're worthy.
Right.
She's going, are you worthy? When she goes, you don't even fix shit. Blah, 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 blah. What she's going is, I don't know if you're worthy of me.
Right.
Now that, if you're like, bitch, how dare you?
Will every girl be like that? You think the right one won't even question
you? They will all do it.
They'll do the same thing, but not necessarily. They're not all going to call you a faggot, if that's what you're asking.
Right.
It'll all be to a different degree.
Yeah. It's a different level. Some will be subtle and passive aggressive a little more.
Yeah.
You know.
It's a degree. But what I do is I read.
We have our own ways.
Yeah, it's
personalized.
But you have to. It is a personal situation. But you have to recognize when you're being tested, and every woman will test you. It's what they're supposed to do. This is no longer a situation where you and I are lions. We fight to the death, or either fight till somebody gives up, and then I take your lion pride and fuck all your bitches. It's not like that. It is your social. You have to be a social lion,
right?
You have to be the social line. You got to shake your mane. You got to roar. But you got to have that bite behind it so that if I challenge you, you got to be willing to kill me for it.
Right.
So that is – so when she's going, you don't even – like, why – who do you think you are? Like, as soon as I hear it, like, there's a
– the tone.
Bates Phillip rule is if you feel a tingle in your nuts, chances are you're getting ready to get kicked in the ball.